Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Nyantan with Evening News. The headlines. 75 delegates from 23 countries arrives in India to witness the Lok Sabha elections. Assistant Security Commissioner, Railway Protection Force, Dimapur Post, Bimal Chandra Das emphasizes RPF's commitment to enhancing protection and safety of commuters. Advisor Kudesha Kamo underscores the need for unity in Naga society. A national testing agency all set to conduct NEET for admission to undergraduate medical programs across the country tomorrow. Now the news in detail. 75 international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries have arrived in India to witness the Lok Sabha elections. To exemplify its commitment to conducting general elections of the highest standards, the Election Commission invited these delegates to witness democratic excellence firsthand. During the visit, the delegates will participate in a 6-day program beginning today. The Election Commission said the program seeks to familiarize foreign election management bodies with the nuances of India's electoral system and the best practices used by the largest democracy in the world. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar and Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Santu will address the delegates tomorrow. Thereafter, the delegates will embark on visits to 6 states, Maharashtra, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, to observe polls and related preparedness in various constituencies. Assistant Security Commissioner, Railway Protection Force, RPF, Dimapur Post, Bimal Chandra Das has emphasized RPF's commitment to enhancing protection and safety for commuters and recognizing the railway as a primary mode of travel for many Indians. Addressing a press conference today at the RPF office in Dimapur, Das addressed concerns regarding illicit activities around railway stations, stating that individuals engaged in gambling and substance abuse are being persecuted under the Railway Act. Das highlighted several successful operations conducted by the RPF, including Nanhe Forest, which leading to the rescue of 20 miners were handed over to Childline Dimapur for further action. Operation Narcos, Yatri Suraksha, Amanad and Mission Ublap are some of the operations conducted by the RPF. Furthermore, RPF's actions under Seva rescued 2 women with the provision of medical aid, while efforts under smuggled goods of foreign origin, suspected foreign goods, were recovered with arrest of 2 outsiders. In total, the RPF reported handling 176 cases under the Railway Act, resulting in the arrest of 182 individuals. Das also urged individuals to apply for RPF recruitment drive, which offers 4,460 vacancies, including 4,208 for constables and 452 for sub-inspectors. The mode of application is online, while the last date of application is 14th of this month. Interested persons may apply from the website at rpf.indianrailways.gov.in. Advisor CAWT and Taxes Kudesha Kamo today stressed on the need for unity in Naga society and asserted the need to get rid of selfishness. He was addressing the 20th General Session of Chogri Area Public Organization held at Kikruma under Peck District. He asked the community to uphold truth and honesty in order to uphold the legacy of the ancestors and asserted the need to revive and restore the good traditions and culture to maintain the identity and unity. Kamo also reiterated the need to uphold the resolutions of the Chagasang Public Organization on banning import of pigs, while also remaining steadfast for the resolution for flora and fauna and restrict burning of jungle, and view that it would enable the people for self-reliance. He also encouraged the gathering for afforestation through tree plantation in which each family should take the initiative. The advisor further stressed the need for the younger generation to venture into business, stating that thinking is capital and enterprising is the way. During the occasion, a new team of CAPO for the tenure 2024-27 was also declared, which would be led by Vipozoi Teo. The National Testing Agency is all set to conduct national eligibility cum entrance test for admission to undergraduate medical programs tomorrow. Over 24 lakh candidates will appear for the exam at different centres across 557 cities throughout the country and 14 cities outside India. The NTA has directed candidates to carry the downloaded admit cards that prominently display photograph, signature and roll number barcode. If any candidate finds the essential elements missing on their admit card, they are advised to download the admit card again from the official website. Candidates are also advised to arrive at their designated examination centres in time to complete all pre-examination formalities efficiently. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has reiterated the party's commitment to the welfare of farmers and labourers of the country. Addressing an election rally in Banaskantha today, Gandhi said, if Congress party comes to power, it will set up a permanent commission to ensure minimum support price to the farmers. She said that Congress has always been a people-centric party. Bharat Jodo Yatra was nothing but a medium to listen to the problems of the poor and downtrodden, she added. The Congress leader further criticized the ruling BJP on unemployment, inflation and a rising gap between the poor and the rich in the country. Department of Land Resources, GIFRE, yesterday distributed fingerlings and organized training on basic culture to project villages under PMKSY WDC 2.0 and RKVY in GIFRE district. The training was imparted by District Fishery Officer Nzantang Yantan in the project villages. He asked the farmers to be sensitive and sincere while rearing fishes, adding that fish farmers has lot of potential in district like Gifre. Meanwhile, District Project Officer, Department of Land Resources, Gifre, Lipichem appreciated the farmers for making use of duck-out pond and water harvesting structures for rearing fishes. He said through this practice, underground water is also recharged, which is also one of the main objectives of PMKSY WDC 2.0. Altogether, 10 villages under PMKSY WDC 2.0 and 3 villages under RKVY received fingerlings from the Department of Land Resources. Lothar Academy, in collaboration with Lothar Naga Cultural Resource Centre and Mount DE College, hosted the Lothar Language Festival at the Youth Resource Centre, Wokha, today. Special guest, Advisor for Agriculture, Madan Yantan, expressed delight at the Academy's initiative in promoting the Lothar language, stressing the significance of safeguarding one's mother tongue and heritage. He urged the gathering to prioritize the Lothar language and urged the students to take up the language as an academic subject. During the program, various schools took part in competitions such as poetry recitation and exposition, spelling bee and folk song. The event was aimed to spread awareness and champion the Lothar language, honoring its cultural legacy while advocating for its preservation and inspiring young individuals to embrace it. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall, spell accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds, very likely over northeast India on the 5th and 6th May. Meanwhile, Kohima today recorded a maximum temperature of 24 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 13.6 degrees Celsius. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. 75 delegates from 23 countries arrives India to witness the Lok Sabha elections. Assistant Security Commissioner, Railway Protection Force, Dimapur Post, Bimal Chandra Das emphasizes RPF's commitment to enhancing protection and safety for commuters. Advisor Gudecho Kamo underscores the need for unity in the Naga society. And National Testing Agency all set to conduct NEET for admission to undergraduate medical programs across the country tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.